With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. At least two people are dead as severe storms slam parts of the nation's midsection. A 12-year-old boy and a woman were killed in Oklahoma after their vehicle was swept under a bridge by floodwaters. Police in Moore, Oklahoma, called it a historic weather event that resulted in dozens of water rescues across the city. The numbers for President Trump continue to move upward. Correspondent Ken Lorman reports.
President Trump will begin the coming week with an approval rating of 51%, according to the latest Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll of likely U.S. voters. The survey released Friday also found 35% strongly approve of the job Mr. Trump is doing. The president's approval rating has been climbing since reaching a low of 47%. On April 8th through 10th. Ken Lorman, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, former GOP California Congressman John Campbell says he's not surprised by Harvard's claim that Trump administration's demands for deep changes amount to violation of the school's First Amendment freedoms. He says liberals at schools like Harvard have long history of claiming racism or free speech violations.
To defend the indefensible. And that is... That is, to me, that is what Harvard has done. The thing is that sort of phrase, that's been working for 10, 20, 30 years.
Harvard's rejected demands by the administration that it eliminate DEI policies in hiring and that it screen international applicants who support terrorism or anti-Semitism. Campbell was interviewed by Salem Radio Network. The Trump administration calls U.S. manufacturing an economic and national security priority and says tariffs will force companies to have more products made in the United States to avoid steep price increases on their imports. This is SRN News. America's parents talk about their kids and religion, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that 42% of moms and dads with children under the age of 18 pray or read the Bible with them on a regular basis. 34% of parents say they send their youngsters to Sunday school or some other kind of religious education program. And 17% of American moms and dads have placed their kids in Christian schools or are homeschooling them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new study finds fewer women cross state lines for abortions in 2024 than previous years. One reason is likely the increasing use of abortion pills. The number of abortions in states where they are legal increased by less than 1% last year. The number of women crossing state lines to get abortions dropped by 9%. State-level numbers changed far more dramatically in places where bans took effect or were lifted. This is SRN News. Former Congressman Chris Stewart is urging the U.S. to find new sources of rare earth materials instead of relying on China, which currently supplies between 70 and 90% of U.S. imports.
I think you have to realize, and a lot of people do, that, you know, chip manufacturing shuts down, automobile manufacturing shuts down, missile technology, drone technology, very broadly, our entire national security industrial base is dependent on these critical minerals.
He's urging the U.S. to forge new relationships in Africa to provide new sources of critical minerals. He spoke with Salem Radio Network. Gerber's warning parents that a baby snack it recalled and discontinued is still on shelves and online. Gerber Soothe and Chew teething sticks were recalled in January after choking cases were reported. The teething sticks were distributed nationally in stores and online. More details at SRNnews.com.